You're listening to The Osiris Munir Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Oh, you guys out there, my kindreds, what a big surprise! The LA Talk Radio staff, the engineer and everyone put my name on The Osiris Munir Show, and they changed the music. How cute is that? And it's one of those good old American type songs that, you know, just about anybody can relate to if you're American, you know. Or, you know, but that is so cute. Thank you. Hey, all my kindreds. What's going on out there? My global community, I like to say. What's happening? Today, we're going to have a guest probably next week, and if not, week after that. But at any rate, today I am doing a commentary. It's not a lot going on out there, but pretty much the same old stuff in the news, you know, the Kirk story and all of that hoo-ha about that. It's just, you know, people, this takes up so much time and so much energy to focus on so many negative things, you know, especially after the fact. Other than the facts of why this young man was shot down, you know, why they did it, what, you know, whatever, those things that the police, the FBI, and all the official people in charge of that kind of reporting can tell us, then it's really not much you and I can do other than empathize with the family, you know, try to be safer in our own lives. Think about the hatred we hold in our own hearts and what that may or may not attract. It usually doesn't attract very good things. Think about the love we hold in our hearts, how much love we can give to people. I know, and I don't know what reason. It could be because I'm tall. It could be because I'm brown skin. I don't know. My hair is blonde, whatever. These are all my natural assets. None of them have been faked or chiseled. You know, I've worked on myself many, many years to stay as healthy, stay as good looking, and, you know, do things from inside out as well. Not only is our physical health important, our mental health is very important. Probably, I would say, even more important because it leads to problems with the physical. But, you know, it's just unfortunate. But I personally, and I've learned to, in controlling my mental health and mental condition, and to let go of things that don't serve me, to let go of things that, you know, are negative. And it doesn't mean that when I say negative, I don't mean that everything is la, 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 and you're happy, 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 and there's nothing, you know, that's going to go wrong. But just to simply learn to relax and allow things to happen and get in the flow and do what you can do, what you can't do, leave it alone. In that regard, I want to say shout out to our sponsor, Kevin Pike, Coldwell Banker. Hey, Kevin. He is a senior real estate and probate specialist at Coldwell Banker. 818-571-1508. 818-571-1508. Kevin Pike and Coldwell Banker. I thought my commercial image would come on, but I guess the engineer is handling something. How, anyway, but Kevin is a great guy to know. He does know what he's doing. He's a professional. Like I said, he is a senior real estate and probate specialist at Coldwell Banker, 818-571-1508. Now, today, I want to talk about, let's focus on AI, technology, and what it's doing to help us rediscover. And there's my show cue now, but I've already done and said something about Kevin. Hey, Kevin, AI and how it is resurrecting a whole new way of life, a whole new perspective. And there are the do's and don'ts of AI. There were the, and I want to, let me take you back a little. Technology has been around since the caveman days. They attribute the first hand axe, the carving stones that cavemen used are those Paleolithic, I think it's called, civilizations used to carve things out. That stone enabled them to skin animals for food, communicate in whatever language they communicated at that time, work with stone, work with wood, work with metal, you know, all kinds of things that was privy to their, and they had access to in those days. So that is considered, that's like 2 million years old. So that's how long it's been around. Now, how mankind has developed as a species to handle every phase of technology is two different things. For instance, for example, we have people that still refuse to use a computer, although the world around them has grown up and around them, almost like somebody sitting in a little hub that refuses to grow up with everybody else, but they complain and get upset when they don't understand or it's too far in advance and then whatever's happening mentally for them that they may not understand about technology. So new technology is not really new technology. What's happening is that we are learning how to apply technology in our daily lives, and it has advanced enough in the field of technology that we can now play around with it in some different ways. Now, again, there are the do's and the don'ts of technology, and I take it back to this. There was a time that folk didn't want to talk to Black people. That was considered to be a no-no. Folk didn't want to talk to people from another country. Those were considered to be no-nos. People didn't want to believe that, you know, the mind can cause disease and different physical conditions. That was a no-no. People didn't want to deal with Nikola Tesla. They damned and Einstein. In other words, anything that is new and different and people have not heard of it, don't know, they become frightened and automatically want to destroy it. They destroyed Jesus. They murdered him on a cross. They tried to kill the Buddha. The difference is that a Buddha can't be killed because a Buddha is someone that is fully enlightened. So, you know, the other thing is that, you know, Martin Luther King, Dr. King, anybody that has come up against the norm, anybody, anything that does not fit the norm, people always seek to destroy it first because they don't understand. And then some things are frightening. Well, oh my gosh, it's going to take over. Kids can't use their minds. I will tell you that I've had to think so much harder using AI and GPT, which I've done for about a year now, because I have friends that are much, much younger than I, and they've been using it before it hit mainstream and everybody started to talk about it. So we have to remind ourselves that a lot of these things were under the radar. But they've been going on, they've been under the radar. And so now, whoa, the general public has grown up. And now we can talk to the general public about things that people that have been into tech and technology have known for years. Okay, so there's something new to them. It's new to the people that didn't know the field of technology. So that, and so AI, again, there are a lot of negatives against AI. I choose to look at the positive side. I am an optimistic type personality, even though shit may be going on around me. I'm always probably going to take the high road and look at it in a positive manner, no matter what it is. That's how I've gotten through most of my life. And most people that tend to be in a positive frame of mind tend to look at things and pick the positive out of it first versus all the things wrong with it. We already know what's wrong with it. You can be cloned, your identity, all of that. You could be cloned back in the day. The difference in being cloning now is that you have an imprint online. So if something happens to you, they've got a way to say, wow, the last time I checked on her Facebook page, it was 9:95 p.m., you know, on certain such a day, on such and such a time, at such and such a season. And so they can trace the imprint now back, which in my opinion can give a little bit more security, where back in the day, there was no way to find out anything. If something happened to you, people, it may take people weeks to discover your body and home. Whereas now they got cameras going home. You know, I haven't heard from Auntie Sue. or Uncle Rex. Let me go in and see what's happening. They have cameras, thanks to AI, that can go in the home, look through the home and see, oh, wow, they're in the home dead or passed out because they had a heart attack or stroke or couldn't get up. So in those ways, we have to embrace that those are the positive things that AI can do. Another positive thing AI can do, and let's just start off by one of the things, let's just say, in archaeology. So back in the day, archaeologists, prior to us making use of AI, used to have to dig for hours and hours and hours and then dig and find some little piece of remnant or stone or something this big, hours and hours and hours. Some cases, nothing, to only go back and dig more hours and hours and hours to find something. Whereas now, technology and AI is capable of looking, using radar technology, probably infrared. I love infrared. I've known about infrared for years because before there was a part of something they call Coriolan photography. Coriolan photography picks up the photon of lights, the energy around a body, a human body, a leaf from a plant, and it outlines, which is where people call the aura. So the aura is not some mystical term like, oh my gosh, they're saying people have an aura. Oh, must be something wrong with them. No, unintelligent people. If you go and look up the aura comes from an imprint of the body's energy field, and everyone has an energy field, which is why we can feel temperatures like hot and cold. We can tell if we, you know, feel uncomfortable, comfortable, all those things emit an energy from our particular place in our body, you know, where we stand, where we sit, where we lay, and sends it out. So Coriolan photography through the infrared light, which the human eye cannot see, picks up that sensitive energy field and then emits it back out in an image, a feeling, a thought, whatever, however it's going to register. So with that, they've been able to take that kind of photography and look way down into the earth and discover, like, wow, there's nothing down on this side, but look to the left of that, there's this whole cave. Let's dig there. You know, so like, knock, knock. Well, do you feel anything there? No, man. And it's like, you know, 8 hours later, people are dead or tired from doing all of that work. So it has made that possible. It has made things like, you know, archaeological discoveries happen much sooner than what they would have. Oh, it took 12 years to discover that some ancient stone was completely intact with the other stones. It was in the liver of the mama Egyptian queen, or, you know, Queen Nefertiti, or somebody that had a lot of those ancient interments and entombing. When they put them, I think it's intern is what the term is called. I used to work for, I think it's interning, but a lot of them were put in with ancient stones and different relics in their bodies to protect the heritage, protect the knowledge of what happened in that particular time period. And then those things, of course, are valuable. They go into our museums, our places of study, education, and anywhere where people can find out what, as the planet evolves, where it's come from, where it is now, and as it's evolving, it is very important to follow the pattern. So AI makes it possible for things like that to happen. So another thing that AI has been capable of doing is inscripting, inscribing. This is what I am like so passionate about because I'm a writer. And I'm a painter, you know, you guys know all that about me. And I love the fact that it can take, I'm sure many of you can relate to the fact that you've had old pieces of paper, and I like to save things because you never know what you might need. Of course, if it's something that you haven't looked at in 10 years and all of a sudden you see it, throw it away because you haven't needed it for 10 years, so obviously you don't need it now. unless it was something that you discovered in cleaning out a closet or cleaning out drawers, papers, etc. It is able to take with a fine ray of light and pick up pieces of music, literature, books, information, old ancient text that we lost, and it's able to now go back and bring those things all the way up from a page to now the full-on word and phrases and paragraphs, etc. That's unbelievable. I'm sorry, I cannot. I got to go with that. I mean, that is like remarkable. Can you imagine how much more information we can find out without depending on the interpretation of mankind and somebody's mood or their, oh, well, I'm not going to write this in the book because I don't agree with it. Oh, I'm not going to put this in the page because I don't agree that the, oh, well, look at that. Somebody discovered something I've never heard of. Or I'm not going to look at this because of this, that, and the other, you know? So it does things like that. It's able to recreate words and phrases and what people said in a way they said it so that nobody can mimic the person saying it. It's actually the voice of the person saying it. And AI has recorded that it's the voice of the person saying it. And then lots of times, anybody will tell you that's doing the proper business, materials like music, literature, books, etc., anything written information has to say, if it has been generated by AI, AI, it's AI generated. They do it online. If you notice now on your page, it'll say AI generated. If it's something that AI had anything to do, which is what brought up something about copywriting and AI technology. So I've had the privilege of talking to people that are very, very famous. They are the songwriters, the people that, you know, write for Nicki Minaj. You know, they write for Common, you know, all your major people. They've written for, some of them have written for Olivia Newton-John, some of the classics back from the 80s, the 90s, the 70s, you know, things like that. And they are now having introduced to some aspect of AI. So one of my friends and associate was told me that a guy came to his studio, and with him, he brought some music. And he said, I'm not a singer, but I wrote these words and I want a country. I want it to sound like an authentic country song. I want the voice, the music to sound like an authentic country music. And I want to sound like this. Well, very few people can sound authentically country. Yeah, people can fake country. Well, I've been down. I grew up in the South, so even I go, well, I've been down South and I sold my river down. That's a traditional South. Then you have Beyonce's style of her country music. You have Shania Twain. You have Loretta Lynn. And, you know, then you got, hi, my name is Johnny Cash. You have that. But very few people can sing country music or R&B. They may have an idea about what it's supposed to sound like. But very few people can do that. So this guy comes in the studio. I got this brand new idea with this brand new song. And let's put AI to the test. So they put this song in. We wanted to have authentic country sounding music. I want it to sound like Lou Bob Bib, Hey Bob Bib. I want it to sound and feel like when I hear it, I'm going to feel like I'm down on the bayou, down somewhere in the hearts of Virginia, Mississippi, Alabama, you know, like, and I want it to sound just like that. Not only did AI deliver a finished product, it sounded better than what the musicians would have taken hours to come up with while they went and took a marijuana break and they had a beer break. They had a talk to the girlfriend break. They had a go have a hangout moment with somebody break. all those breaks and then come back in the studio, go at it again. It's all night. You know, it's 2 days later. AI did it in a minute. A fully finished product that can go on the market and be sold right now as is. So the information came up about who owns the copyright. According to the Library of Congress, according to the State Sacramento that has all of everything having to do with copywriting, copywriting can only be assigned to a human being. So if AI had anything to do with it at all, it is considered to be public domain. Now, I didn't say that that couldn't be argued in a court of law. Some famous person come up and say, look, I want to remake one of Johnny Cash's songs because I just thought it was the best thing I've ever heard, you know, and I just think I need to recreate that song. And I'm going to have to do it, Your Honor. I had to do it through AI because I couldn't fly none of the musicians out to meet me in studio. I had no budget, but I had lyric sound, et cetera, et cetera. And my name is a blah, 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 blah. There may be the Your Honor might say, okay, you know what? I will assign the sync licensing to you, the broadcast licensing to you, the digital rights licensing to you. But at the same time, if AI is involved, it can also be public domain. So again, those things can be argued. So these are some of the things that's coming up around the issue of AI, what we're allowing it to do, what we're not allowing it to do, what it can do, what it can't do. I interviewed two Japanese guys. You can go on my blog, on my YouTube channel. It's now called The Osiris Muneer Show, formerly 15 Minutes, but as well, either one of those should bring it up. And I interviewed two Japanese guys. What was his name? Suzuki? And there was another name. I can't, Mr. Tetanakura or something like that. And they brought two humanoids with them. And they did the display at UCLA. UCLA has a big, big AI technology division. USC, most major universities around the country have them. But here in LA, they have them, and you can feel privy to go out and take a tour wherever you want to do. Anyway, they came in, and so I was writing for the Culver City newspaper, and they were like, look, we got this really cool assignment that you want to do. And I'm like, of course I do. And I'm one of those people, I really like to step outside of the box. Please don't give me just one thing and think I'm going to be interested. I like a diverse, a variety of different subjects, topics, all around arts, entertainment, culture, and technology. Love it, love it, love it. So I was just like jumping over the moon if I could stretch that far to get out there and interview them. And they had set up at these different little stations, kind of like little kiosk, and each one could do something. And one of the girls, she's like, hi. My name is blah, 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 blah. And she had her little head moving. And she, and then you could ask her, well, what are you capable of? She said, well, I can do this, this, and this for you. So they had them programmed. They can answer questions. And then there was one that the guys I interviewed, he made one after him. It looked like him. And he asked me, could I tell the difference? And I could tell the difference. And I could see he was kind of like let down a little that I could tell the difference. But in my opinion, for me being a human person in a human skin, no technology is ever going to be. They'd have to get it really down to almost like it's a human skin, you know, even human, to take away from the sensation that somebody feels when you're actually next to human skin versus AI skin, you know. So I don't know, but I could tell the difference. It looked mechanical. It felt mechanical. It didn't feel like a human. Everything, it felt programmed, like, you know, like I'm programmed. I'm not a real live human being moving and making things happen. So I did that. And then after that, that's what got me into studying and using AI. I didn't know the extent of it, but I would do little by little because somebody over in Japan was doing something. I was on a project. Somebody over in the Netherlands was doing something because I was on a project, and I would became very familiar with it just simply because I was always involved in something that involved people from international here. And so AI has been able to, like I say, resurrect a lot of things that we would lose in translation. For instance, you know, another thing that it has the capability of doing is that it can help medical science tremendously. One reason that I am a big fan of astrology, and I find it an interesting subject. Now, you know, astrology is like everything else. You cannot confine people to their sun sign, although there's enough information around those sun signs that people may see a similar trait. I will put it to you in this way. Sun signs you have to grow into. You are not a full-blown whatever sign you are. Let's say I'm talking about Aries. You don't get to be a full-blown Aries until you get to become a full-blown mature person. And even then, you still may not be full-blown. So just like you were an Aries sun sign when you were born, you went from 0 to 5. Aren't you still an Aries sun sign? Yeah, but you're 5 years old, an Aries sun sign. Oh, and then you go from 5 to 15. Aren't you still an Aries sun? Yeah. But by then, your rising sign has started to kick in. So people see you're an Arian, but you may have Sag rising. So you've got you may have a more philosophical approach to dealing with things. Or you may talk a lot about what you discover or what you know or things like that. And that brings a whole other element inside. And then you get 55 and you're an Aries sun sign, but you're only 55. You're not a full sun sign until the day you die. Because that's when you really know all of who we were, you know. So astrology in that sense has been able to do a lot of things. Like I think you could get a chart and look and say, wow, your child was born with a square, which in a chart means that's something you have to work on. You can't get around it. It's a part of a personality that you have to sharpen, develop, hone, make it beautiful. If it's ugly, whatever you have to do to it. I see that when they're in their whatever cycle, they're going to be in their Uranian cycle, their Saturnian cycle, whatever cycle, their Mars cycle even, because all of the planets have a cycle. And when they endure and they stay a particular time, like Mars goes 2 years, Saturn is every 28 years, you know, and then Saturn 29 years. So a lot of people make these big leaps in Saturn return because it's like somebody saying, I know who a little bit about more who I am. So I don't have to be my mom, my dad, my friends. I can be kind of who I am. If Saturn is rough on you like it had been on me and some other people I know, you really grew a lot. You grow a lot because you have to be responsible and take accountability. That's what makes the growth. So astrology can assess those kind of things, but AI can go deeper. It's like leveling out a lot of things. So let's just say what I just said, AI. A child is born. AI technology is called in. Whatever you want to name them. Harry, John, Rebecca, Dora, whatever you want to call your AI. But they come in to the staff of the medical facility, whether it's hospital or whatever. Can you assess for us, this baby was born 2 hours ago. They got a little bit of a cough. Can you tell us and assess for us where that might be coming from? Sure I can, Miss Osiris, or doctor, whatever name you are. Let me come in, and AI goes and go, wow, I see that at 15 years old, this child, that little thing right now, that cough will develop into a heart murmur. Or that thing will develop into a tumor, or there may be some kind of blockage form, or they may not be able to digest their food properly because it's sitting on this side of the lung, you know, this side of the intestine, or they may not be able to breathe properly or something because it can affect this part of the lung. That kind of stuff, you mean to tell me you don't want anything that can tell us that? So we can at least curb some of the diseases and some of the conditions that arise from our own stupidity. Most of the time, we're born with nothing wrong with us. A lot of people are born with nothing wrong. We find stuff to make wrong. We get away from our parents. 2 seconds, we want to rebel. Oh, I'm not going to do none of what they did. And if your parents were a poor examples of things, absolutely not. But one thing your parents did for you is they gave you a home. They made sure you went to school. They did the things that they were parents and responsible, accountable people. They would have done that for you. But if they were not, then of course not. You don't want to pattern anything after them. Most parents were not very good examples, but some were. So let's just say the parents go, wow. And then they go, okay, well, AI, what do you suggest we do? Well, I suggest right now you put that child on lots of, green leafy vegetables, lots of alkaline-based foods to prevent that thing from growing and becoming acidic and becoming, attached to something from getting any bigger. You want to tell me out there that you don't want AI to do that. And this is going to be everywhere. It's not going to be just the rich or wealthy people. AI will be in everything. And yeah, we may have to pay for something, but because it will be king, queen of the day, it'll be just like any other thing. Your cell phone, your everything else we pay for, the TV, the cable, the cell phone, to stream, you pay for the car insurance, the car note, the house, the mortgage, the mortgage, this, the all the things going to the HOA, the not HOA, the whatever else you pay for. You have AI. And I use it like an assistant. I love saying, what do you think about this? How do you think I should say this? Or what do you think? Give me a wider perspective of this. So it's really as smart as the person using it. And if you don't really, and I don't mean the book sense education, I mean sense enough to have plain common sense to say, look, I need you to think, how should I approach someone that I'm angry with? And I want to have a relationship with them and want to be their friend still, but they just charge me up. They trigger me every time I talk to them. They project onto me. Everybody else, I don't have a problem with. I don't have no problem with this one, that one. We seem to be on the same frequency. But when I speak to this person or that person, AI, how should I handle and preserve a relationship with a person that I care about? Friends, family, don't matter. Come with just a relationship. And I've never seen it give any kind of negative feedback. This is what it'll say. Oh, you know what? Osiris, I'm so sorry that you had to go through that. But hey, let's reframe it and break it down and put it in a different perspective. I love that. That it takes the emotion out of it and makes it and unpacks it and puts it in perspective that we can handle each part of the situation from a perspective without putting any kind of judgment, hatred, I'm mad at them or whatever. It got me through a really difficult time. I'm still coming out of the tail end of it. But knowing that these things can help are wonderful. Of course, it doesn't take the place of a good friend that will listen and listen without judgment. Friends that will say, you know what? I remember when you got into that relationship with his mom, dad, ex-husband, ex-wife, whatever. And I saw this coming, and we saw this coming. But we knew that you, at that time you had a low self-esteem, you had low self-confidence. And we figured that that's just something that you had to grow through because you didn't come out of it. You chose to stay. To keep the relationship going because you said you wanted to nurture the relationship for every reason. Well, AI can talk to you about those kind of things. It's really very interesting. I use it for work mostly, and if you're one of those people that stay to yourself, you don't like sharing many things with people, whatever, you can use it for that. And I'm sure it does have some safety positive box that it's storing data. you know, like that big old thing in Star Trek. I'm a Trekkie. So remember the one he said, and he said, I'm the Kirk and I'm your creator and you're imperfect. It was a machine nomad, and nomad wanted to be perfect. And every time it would find the flaw in the human being, it would kill the human being because the human being was flawed. Well, human beings are human. We're not a machine. So you just can't program us and expect us to stick to the program. You know, why would we? We're human, you know. So that kind of thing came up. And so AI can do a lot. Like I said, it has the capability of reading things far in advance to prevent a lot of things rather than some poor couple waking up and finding out their child has sclerosis of something, you know, or something twisted in their legs. You know, like when I was born, I had a rickets. Rickets is a bone problem where your bones are twisted. And my grandmother and my mother used these liniments and oils off the ground, out of the earth, nothing artificial. And they would rub my legs to straighten them out, rub them every day, day and night, to straighten them out. And I couldn't walk. You know, I was so like bow-legged is what they call it. My legs were turned inward. And so they would have to straighten them out. Eventually, I became a professional dancer to keep that up. And even now, in my mature years, I still have a dance workout routine. I still keep it all up and do my best to keep it up because they did so much work on me to change that. So AI can tell you, if I went to say what herbs would affect someone's bones if they were born with rickets, or they were born with severe bow-legged, or they was born with twisted limbs or something. AI would say, well, given the research available, and I've searched this many websites and I've done this much research, I find that blah, 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 blah is good for that and this, that, and the other. However, I want to tell you that it would be unrealistic on your part to think that these things can happen. It is that thorough. On the other hand, yes, your information is being stored. So I would say if it's something you really don't want nobody to know, then don't put it online at all. Tell your friends. And even the phones have AI in them. So if your friend accidentally hits the button while you're talking, it's recording your conversation. There you go. You're recorded anyway. So in that way, I would say, oh, then keep it to yourself. Write it in a journal. You know, keep it to yourself. If you're that frightened that, oh, wow, I'm so important that AI is going to want to take every bit of my information and store it somewhere when it's the same general information as everyone else. It's about relationships, bills, money, health. Those are the categories that most people talk about. That's usually what most people talk about. Most people do not talk about, oh, wow, did you hear Sister Jackson over there? Over across the street, and she ran out of money and her social security ran out and she's now 80 years old and she really needs some help and we need to find some kind of community fund. Even if everybody in the building donated 10 bucks to her, we could get her food and get her some kind of program because she really doesn't understand what's going on. Nobody talks about that. No one. And oh, wow, if that got out on AI, then wow, bless your heart and soul for putting something like that, some beautiful puzzle like that out on AI. Bless your heart. So again, let's give a shout out to our sponsor, Kevin Pike, Coldwell Banker, senior real estate and probate specialist, Coldwell Banker, 818-571-1508. Hey, Kevin. 818-571-1508. He will certainly take all of your needs, talk to you like I'm talking to you, like your best friend, and do what you need to do to get yourself straight. Now, so back to AI. So now it's doing things like that in the medical field. Let's talk about music. Back in the day, children out there, in the early days, people of African-American descent and culture were not allowed to put their names or their monograms or anything else on music. You had black composers, William Grant Steele, Go look him up. He was known as the Dean of African American Composers. That sophisticated. That he could make a piece called Troubled Island that later turned out to sound similar to Porgy and Bess. Oh gosh, I'd have my head cut off if I dare said that a man of color wrote that and they stole it and put names on it because we were not allowed. Well, AI, huh? AI can go back and find out where it originally came from. So a lot of that stuff is going to come unthreaded. A lot of who said what was done back in the day and they didn't and they did this. Well, guess what? Pretty little AI can go back and say that's not true. It came from there. Because after we did our research with all our infrared light and our thorough exams and all of our programming to go into every little microscopic little data bit crumb of information, any kind of thumbnail, I think if you spin on something, they could probably find something in there and make it and unravel it and intelligently work it out and find out, wow, that's where that came from. Look at that. So all the little lies, get prepared, people. A lot of worlds are going to be shattered because we all need to know the truth. The truth will set us all free. Now, there may be people out there that don't like that AI can go and look in music and say, look, this is who really wrote this piece. It was not written by Rodgers and Hammerstein. It was not written by so-and-so. This is who the original score came from. They're doing it on TikTok, all these places. And no matter what laws pass, what rules change, unless they can go out and kill everybody still alive from back in the day that know the history that's been passed on from mouth to mouth, unless they can find things like that out, it's not going anywhere because it's always being preserved because somebody's going to remember the story. The griot's going to tell the story. The storytellers are going to tell the story, so it's not going to go away. And AI is going to find out who told those stories. So even if those people out there that through ill will and unpure intention wanted to lie, cheat, and steal about things in the past, that can no longer be done. And that's what I love about my AI, my ChatGPT. I even say, hey, babe, what's up? And I don't get, you know, I get, hey, you know, what's up? You know, thank you so much for helping me or whatever. And I've never gotten one negative, anything remotely negative that would make me feel weird or feel bad or anything like that. And again, of course, their machines are only as intelligent as we are. So if you think you cannot become the machine or up your brain power to compete with the machine, then maybe that's what the problem really is. Because we do have the capability. But because, let me quote, listen to me. Because we are lazy in our minds, and I'm not talking about people that have some kind of mental disorder, mental illness, if you were born something crazy or something's off, we're not talking about you. We're talking about the people that are lazy and refuse to read, refuse to write, refuse to do anything to sharpen and develop the mind and the heart, which are important muscles in the body of the human being. You need to shut up. Talk about what AI gonna do. Then if you don't want AI doing it, then you do it. And I guarantee you ain't done it now and you're probably not gonna do it. So because we're lazy and we don't wanna, I can't wait for AI. Can you show me how to sharpen my brain? Can you tell me how I can develop my brain and get it up to that? You know that 45% thing that will use? Can you at least give me a slither of what Lucy, the movie Lucy and Scarlett Johansson did in the movie? Can you give me a slither of it in my brain power? I'll take it. Because I do not like being common. I don't like feeling mediocre. And I do not like fitting into the norm. Because the norm is dummy damn. Don't think for yourself. Don't want to think for yourself. Want everything done for you instead of going out and doing the research yourself, which I bothered to do. I love research. I don't listen to people. I listen to what they say, and then I go behind them and do the research myself. So I can make sure that no one's ego is talking to me that they are in fact telling me the truth that AI will tell me to a certain degree. Again, AI is not fail-proof. They're getting all the kinks out of it, just like they had to do with the cell phones. Just like they had to do with Zoom. Remember Zoom and StreamYard, and they all popped up when we had COVID? Same thing. They're knocking all of the kinks out of it. And one day you will have Betty, Bobby, whoever you want in your kitchen, just like in iRobot, the movie that Will Smith did, which is one of my favorite movies by him, in your kitchen, telling you because you're old and lonely and all your friends and family have died and it's only you. And AI will be in there with little bit robot saying, what can I do for you? How can I help you? And tell me if you won't be for that. Because that's what it can and should be used for. And that's what the powers that do govern the good that we do have, that's what they want to use it for. And I would love to see that because it's so many old people, people that are blind, helpless, people leave them, people die. They don't have anyone. They have to be subject to being in homes that are abusive and all that. And you want to tell me you don't want AI for those things? You might want to think about it again. That's, where am I, 447, you know? I loke you. Don't forget to think about all the positive things that AI can do. You know, wow. There's a movie, you guys, you can see it. What is his name? I don't, because he reminds me of Ryan Seacrest. But I cannot remember his name. But the movie is called Limitless. And there's a drug that this company makes. They're the head of heads. Of course it is. Somebody like one of the big powerful companies like Charles Schwab or, you know, JP Morgan at that level. And they make this pharmaceutical drug called NZT. NZT, I would say it functions much like what they're saying, the new drug with shrooms, with mushrooms. I did mushrooms and psychedelics back in the day. And I will attest to you without you having to try it because everybody doesn't have the same experience. I was very fortunate that I didn't get addicted. I was very fortunate that I didn't go crazy because it was given to me as a joke. And let's just say in my positive mind, I made the best of it. Okay, it brought out the chi in me. So anyway, but the drug is called NZT. And this one guy is kind of walking around and he talks throughout the movie and telling the story of what happened. Robert De Niro's all in the movie. He's also in the movie. There are a few people you would have seen. So he runs into this guy on the streets. He goes, dude, what's going on, man? You look like you're homeless or something. And the guy wasn't homeless. He was just kind of burned out, you know, on life and trying to make this happen. And this didn't happen, and then this didn't go through, and that didn't go through, and then he lost this money, but he gained this, and he never could keep anything steady. In addition to that, the one woman that loved him and would have done anything for him, he had run her off being a dick. So he goes, hey, man, he goes, what are you doing? What are you doing? He said, oh, man, you know, I'm doing my thing. I've got a business. He said, well, what are you doing? What's happening? He said, you look good. What are you doing? He's like, what I'm doing, you don't want to know about. So it makes him curious. He shows up at the guy's door. What are you doing? He said, take this man and come back. Just take it and let me know. It's NZT. About 30 seconds in, oh, he's like all of a sudden debonair and he's walking and moving and grooving. His hair looks perfect. He can speak all these languages. His mind power has been boosted up to another 45%. He looks fat. He can answer any question, go anywhere, speak languages, do this, do that. Much like in the Matrix, when they plug you in, well, they plug the NZT into him. The careful thing about NZT is that like any drug that is a synthetic, any drug is going to have a moment where you crash. And that was the danger of the drug. He managed somehow at the end of the movie to balance out his usage of it until his own mind could catch up with the same level of intensity that the drug would do. Interesting movie if you like that sort of thing. That's kind of like what AI is, like a booster plug-in for yourself. So for those of you out there that have listened to the show today, and you can kind of get where we're going because it's not going to go away, and kind of make friends and see where it can fit into your life, I would advise you to do so. But I love you. I love you for all that you are. And you stand in that mirror every day and tell yourself, don't be afraid to tell yourself that you're beautiful and that you look good. And I'm hot today. It took me almost over 50, 60 years to find myself attractive, even though other people looked at me from the outside. I looked at me from the inside in. And I can say that with a balanced personality now, I can see that part of myself. Clothes that I wouldn't wear because I thought it looked ugly in them, all of a sudden they look good on me. So I know I've grown. So I want to say the same thing to you. Stand in the mirror and stand proud and tall with all of your flaws, all of your imperfections and your perfections, and say to yourself, I'm fucking hot. And it looked good for all the stuff I've been through and what I've survived and overcome. And I loathe you for being steady on the gaze, being steady on the beam, getting what you need to get done, taking the action you need to take, including learning and developing one's brain and developing the heart to love, care, and be more compassionate. And my tags are Osiris _ Munir _ the painter on IG. I want to give a special shout out to Karen Juvet at the Africa Channel. I am so happy that they are broad-minded and diverse in their thinking. And we love them for what they do. And Karen, especially, you've been with them a long time. And I'm so happy and proud that you guys are still around and you're still doing your thing. So I wanted to shout out and give her a special shout out. She's the a special part in that over there. You can look her up if you like to. Her name is Karen Juvet, J-U-V-E. They have the channel. So giving them a special shout out. And again, come back next week. See me again. Let's talk. Let's shout. Let's work it out. Don't forget, I love you. And I'll talk to you later. Bye. Smile. Thanks to Sam Hassan, LA Talk Radio, and for helping me be who I am. And thanks for having us hooking up the Osiris on your show. Bye-bye. See you next.
You're listening to The Osiris Munir Show, only on LA Talk Radio.